Lakota singer-songwriter Stella Standing Bear made history as being the first Lakota artist to achieve wins at the 2023 Indigenous Hip Hop Awards, claiming Best Female Hip Hop Artist and Music Video of the Year. That was her So In Love from the Moonstruck EP kicking off this hour today on the Mainstream. I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Nyawe Skanakagwego, I'm thankful you're well. It's my sincerest hope that there are good minds everywhere across the globe today. And everybody knows that we could use all the good vibes we can get. Music is one such great way to achieve that end. Before the hour is through, Anishinaabe scholar, author, and singer-songwriter Liambedosmase Simpson. We'll also hear one from Shane Ghostkeeper, and later on, I want to introduce a new track from Everything Is Recorded in Sampha. In this block is a set of great Indigenous blues, including one from the Relic Kings, Otis Taylor. Now, while he himself is not Indigenous, he did collaborate with Lakota singer-songwriter Mato Nanji. We're going to introduce this new track from father and son duo Rich and Paul Stewart of the Pomo Indian Reservation. Their latest album is The Second Coming, and for your consideration, it's Hole in the Wall, kicking off the set. I'll be back in just a few right now. Turn it up and sing along with the Mainstream.
Let's go to the hole in the wall. I had my best time, y'all, at the hole in the wall. Let me tell you now, 3 o'clock in the morning, and all the dang clubs are closed. I went to this place, y'all, I didn't want anyone to know. Walk into the room, I had my nose in the air. But now it's 7 in the morning, I'm still in there. Yeah, let's go to the hole in the wall. Oh yeah, I had my best time, y'all. Yes I did, at the hole in the wall. Listen now, took my high class woman there just the other night. She didn't want to go into the place, she said it didn't look right. But we walk into the room, she had her nose in the air.
Well, now it's 7 in the morning and we're still in there. Let's go. Oh, yeah. To the hole in the wall. I know you heard about that before. I had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. At the hole in the wall. Hey, now, yeah. It's a smoke-filled room. Whiskey and chicken wings. Everybody dancing and shouting. No one wants to leave. Let's go. Can we go to the hole in the wall? I know you heard about that before. I had my best time, y'all. Every night at the hole in the wall. Hey, hey, hey. You've been there before. I had my best time, y'all. Every night at the hole in the wall. Ooh, now let's go. Ah, to the hole in the wall. Oh, baby, I had my best time, y'all. You and me at the hole in the wall. Listen now. It's a funky little place down on the side of the road. But you come as you are, nobody gotta know. Have a good time all night long. Do what you wanna do, ain't nothing wrong. Let's go, baby. Oh, yeah, to the hole in the wall. Woo! I had my best time, y'all. Every night at the hole in the wall. Listen to me, yeah. Let's go.
They're gonna kill Arapahoe and Cheyenne too. Arapahoe and the Cheyenne too. They're on the horses.
The Relic Kings bringing a block of great indigenous blues to an end today on the mainstream. We also heard Otis Taylor featuring the legendary Mato Nanji, the talented Lakota blues singer-songwriter, with Sand Creek Massacre Mourning from the 2013 My World Is Gone. And kicking things off, we went all the way out to the Pomo Indian Reservation with Rich and Paul Stewart, the father and son duo that make up the band Twice as Good. It was Hole in the Wall from the band's The Second Coming kicking things off. I'm Brett Mabee, and I do want to get a quick shout out to our friends listening in Vermont, specifically in and around Northfield at Norwich University, tuned in to Dog River Radio at WNUB. It's good to have you here, and don't forget there are digital means to take me with you wherever you go. But as always, I love the old-fashioned AM-FM radio, so check your listings for the times you can join me on the air. Before this block is up, one from Wabanaki singer-songwriter Molly O'Bomswin. We'll also hear from Night Beats, but right now we're heading up north with the talented Anishinaabe scholar and singer-songwriter Liambidosmus A. Simpson. Her latest project is her writing project, Theory of Water, which explores themes of climate change, communication with nature, and the effects of colonialism. But we're going to go back a few years from her album, Theory of Ice, that was named to the Polaris Prize shortlist. The album came out in 2021, and from this talented singer, it's Break Up that we continue on with this hour of listening with today on the mainstream.
Holding warmer, regular, repeated order. towards life.